Reverend Newton is quiet. He looks at me a long minute, then turns to Dad, who's leaning back in the recliner, feet up, hands clasped behind his neck. "Who's your friend, son?" "I can't tell you. I mean, he doesn't even know I'm talking about him." Reverend Newton looks like I told him someone drove over his dog. Disappointed, he says, "Well, tell your friend I'm willing to listen." "I will. And I will be honored to baptize him." "I'll tell him." The Reverend stands. "Oh, Reverend Newton?" He smiles, hopeful. "Yes? What would my friend need to do to be baptized?" He frowns and after a long pause says, "First, he should respond to our altar call. He can wait till the fourth stanza if he wants. He must confess he's a sinner. Then we'll schedule him in our baptistry. He'd be the 10th person to be baptized in our brand new baptistry." Reverend Newton says that as if Zachary would win a big prize, kind of like the time the IGA grocery store gave Erlene a color TV for being the 10,000th customer.
Cal asked Toby to find out how they could get Zachary baptized. Toby asked Miss Murdy May, but she thought that Toby himself wanted to get baptized. So that's why Reverend Newton showed up at Toby's house. I wonder if Zachary will be willing to do all those things that Reverend Newton has described. Let's keep going with the last line on page 154, which begins, "Reverend Newton walks toward the door."
Reverend Newton walks toward the door. "Otto,